With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
I need some clarity on what's going on with college football. I mean, one day it seems like, okay, well, at least the Power Five seem to be in line to play. The next day, it seems like everything's going to be shut down. So hopefully Ross Dellinger of Sports Illustrated can help clarify as to what's going on here in the developing story. Constantly, we got the MAC is out. The Mountain West today is out. Reports are the Big Ten is going to be out tomorrow. But who knows with the Power Five, if that's going to be the case, if others are going to stay or Big Ten's going to be out, whatever. Ross, we appreciate you taking a few minutes here. I know it's got to be nuts for you as you're trying to follow this by the minute here. Let's start with the Big Ten. What is the latest that you're hearing as far as what's supposed to come out tomorrow as far as Big Ten?
It's going to be another long day of meetings. I believe they'll probably meet for most of the day. The Big Ten will and discuss what the decision is, you know, either play or either delay the season or either cancel the season. You know, it's been thought for over 24 hours now that they were going to cancel the season, moving toward canceling the season. They were engaging Power Five, other Power Five conferences on potentially doing the same. And all of a sudden, today we saw so many people, right, from across the nation come out in support of playing a football season, in specifically targeting Kevin Warren in the Big Ten for their impending decision that they haven't announced yet. So it's one of those fluid situations, but most still feel like they're going to make some kind of decision to not continue with the 2020 fall season. But at this point, man, it is so fluid, and they're getting so much political pressure, it seems like, from politicians and their own head coaches. And AD told me tonight they have internal strife right now. So it is a complicated situation, it sounds like.
Right. So I'm not alone in trying to figure out that it's a complete mess so far. I mean, didn't we just have last week, Ross? And this whole time, I've been doing shows here for the last several months without sports during the pandemic. I could never really envision there being a college football season. The other sports I understood, but we're talking about college kids. We're talking about you should be prioritizing education. So I never really could envision it. But didn't we just have, last week? The Big Ten said that they're going to start playing September 5th, no less, let alone have a schedule September 5th. So what happened from then till now that has changed that significantly, where you're going from starting September 5th to canceling the season potentially?
Yeah, it's a great question. It's kind of the question that everybody around college athletics and in the media would like to know. I think the answer is rooted in something that we wrote at SI about yesterday morning, and it is the long-term potential impacts of the heart from COVID-19 patients. And some young athletes are now showing inflammation in the heart, enlargement, other heart-related issues. And it's just the unknown of that has, I think, spooked some high-level conference administrators, not just at the Big Ten, but at the Big 12 and out west at the Pac-12. And so that I think that's part of it, is what's happening here. And we heard the rumblings of that all week, really, that this heart issue is something that has really popped up in calls with commissioners. And maybe that's part of why it's happened now, the timing of all this coming down.
Can you tell me more about that heart condition specifically, Ross? I mean, I've heard about it a little bit. Boston Red Sox pitcher Eduardo Rodriguez had that. That's why he's got to be or has had to be shut down due to the COVID-related issues with the enlarged heart. Is this something that is somewhat normal amongst the many people who have COVID? Is this just an athlete thing? Do you have any insight to what this potential issue is here?
It is so unknown that it's tough to pinpoint. And you talk to an AD summarize it today. He'll talk to one cardiologist and they'll say, don't play because of the heart issues. They'll talk to another that'll say, you can play, just do all these things to protect the heart issues and everything to control it. So it's just, there's an unknown to it. I know I've seen doctors say that 50% of COVID, people who contract COVID-19 have some kind of impact to the heart. The severity is where it varies greatly. But what has happened the last few days that has been different, maybe the last couple weeks, is that young athletes, they're finding the heart issues in young athletes. Some of them asymptomatic, didn't even go to a hospital, didn't even get any kind of medication, let alone go to a hospital, and they are having some impact on the heart. And that is, I think, caused the real issues with conference leaders. But it's tough to nail down. Back to your original question of the specifics of the heart, we tried to get into it a little bit in that story on SI.com you could find, but it can get complicated. And the name of the actual issue, I don't know how to pronounce. I wrote it a million times. I don't know how to pronounce it, but basically it causes shortness of breath. It causes a rapid heart rate, and the most severe case can cause sudden death.
Very scary. You should check out the column, Ross Dellinger, writer for SI. It's on SI.com, cardiac inflammation is the next hurdle for COVID-19. That's the headline there for the college leaders. All right, let's try to move past that if we can, which would understandably be an issue. Now, I mean, heck, that would then trans. I mean, that wouldn't only be an issue for college sports. It would be an issue then for Major League Baseball and NFL and the other sports as well if it were that severe. But let's put that aside for a second and try to sift out what might be a college football season this year. No MAC, no Mountain West, as they're officially out. Are you hearing anything from any of the other Power 5 conferences? The only rumor has been about the Big Ten. What's the thought process with the other Power 5 conferences?
The Pac-12 is probably even leaning, I think, or drifting at least closer to canceling a season than even the Big Ten. I think that the presidents of the Pac-12 meet tomorrow. Most around college football, now this is not coming from anybody at the Pac-12, but most administrators around college football are expecting them to shut down their season. And they're expecting them to release a medical report with it, which centers around this heart issue that we're talking about. So these other conferences will be put in a pressurized situation. And tomorrow and Wednesday as well probably is a significant day and a significant time in college football. Will these conferences see the Pac-12 report, see what the Pac-12 and maybe the Big Ten do, and fold along with them, or will they keep trudging forward? We'll see. But it does seem like there's three factions of the Power Five, right? There's the Big Ten and the Pac-12 that seem kind of together, that are drifting toward more of a cancellation. There's the SEC and the ACC that are drifting more toward moving forward, and not even drifting. I mean, they've already really announced they are moving forward. And then in the middle seems to be the Big 12, and maybe that's the linchpin of all of this.
Well, can there be a season? Let's say the Pac-12 and Big 10 decide to cancel their season or postpone their season. Will the SEC and the ACC can just function on their own anyway? I mean, that's what's going to happen. They're going to have two conferences, potentially three with the Big 12.
Yeah, I think obviously they would, especially the ACC, would like to have three major conferences. You think about just the SEC and the ACC going at it, that's 29 teams for playoff spots. How bizarre, you know, would that be? It would be crazy. But I had an AD, a couple of ADs, tell us at SI, me and Pat 40 today, that if it's the Big 12, ACC, and SEC, they can do it. You know, they'll play, and they'll have they'll have three other conferences probably, or at least part of three other group of five conferences in the AAC, the Sun Belt, and Conference USA. It is the Big 12 that controls a lot of this, because if they are persuaded to pull out of this thing tomorrow or Wednesday, then you're left with, as you mentioned, those 29 Power 5 teams. You've got to ask yourself, you know, what are we doing? Do we play still?
Now, why would the Big 12, though, be such a difference? Just because it adds a whole other conference? I mean, what's the difference? They're going to be non-conference. It's going to be all conference games anyway with the schedule, right? It's not going to change the scheduling.
Yeah, no, true. It is, and that's part of the reason why these conferences went to conference only. You know, we're seeing it play out right now. This is part of it. They knew that everybody wasn't going to play, so your non-conference games were a risk for a lot of reasons. To your question, you know, it adds 10 more teams, including the big boys, right? Oklahoma and Texas. So it makes things look a little better. But more teams that pull out and don't play a season, the worse it looks on those who play a season. And optically, medically, all that, it's just, you know, liability stuff. I mean, optics are so big in college sports. And so certainly the SEC and the ACC are, I think, trying their best to get the Big 12 and even the Big 10. It seems like that ship hasn't completely sailed to stay in this thing.
And the non-power schools, we're talking with Ross Dellinger of Sports Illustrated, getting the latest on college football. The non-power conferences, do you expect them to have the same thing? They'll have a conference schedule only, but hope to compete for a playoff spot as well?
Well, yeah, I don't think, even in a normal situation, they really know this. They don't compete for a playoff spot. You know?
Right, they have no chance anyway. So then why are they even why are they even playing?
Well, that's a good question. Some of them aren't, right? You know, two of the five have already bailed. Mountain West and the MAC have already bailed because it's going to cost so much money. They already lose money on football. There are some schools in AAC that make money on football. And I think they want to have football. They want to have it to at least float their budget a little bit, the TV money. Got to remember, the more teams that pull out, if you stay in, you're going to get more TV time, potentially. So, you know, there's going to be less football on. So maybe they'll have a Conference USA game on TV or something like that. You know, so you get TV time, you get TV money. So you got to remember that. That's a part of all this, too. Money is obviously a big driving force.
How much, Ross, do the players have say in this? You're seeing a lot of guys come out and, you know, there's the hashtag on Twitter. I'm not sure if it's trending or not, but we want to play. You know, Trevor Lawrence and others have come out saying that they want to play. Is there any way the players can maybe form a union? Do they have say as a group? How is that going to work, their voice?
I don't think they can form a union. Remember the Northwestern players a few years ago tried to form a union, and it didn't work out. There's some complicated U.S. law that prevents public school, you know, students or whatever from forming a union. So they can't form a union, but eventually we're going to see them form some kind of big advocacy group where they're bonded together and have representation. I'm certain of that. Now, it can't happen this quickly. And to get back to your initial question, I'm really not sure. You know, I mean, I think top executives in college football, the decision makers, hear the college players. There's no doubt they hear them. They see what they're saying. I don't know that it has that big of an impact. And right now, it's very late in the process. You know, I think the Pac-12 at least, and maybe the Big Ten, and who knows the Big 12, it's almost like decisions are to that point where it might even be too late to really decide or to really give a whole lot of credence to what the players are saying.
Why, Ross, haven't we had the groups come together and work together here? I mean, they can't be that selfish that they're all focused on getting their own money, because that's essentially what it seems like. They should be working in unison to try to deal with a problem that we've never seen before. I mean, this pandemic has shut down everything at some point. And now you talk about the potential heart issues. Who knows how severe that is or how legitimate that is in these college athletes and how dangerous that could be. You can't just have a sport take place where half the conferences are bailing, half of them want to play. And by the way, this is just one decision that goes into potentially scheduling and starting the season. Then what happens if somebody, God forbid, gets sick because of it and, you know, has a serious heart issue? Then what? Then do we just shut down sports as a whole? I mean, there are so many levels to this. You would think that these people who are leading these conferences would come together and try to make a healthy decision based on all the information they could have together.
Yeah, that's welcome to college sports, right? This is it's a divided industry, and it's been that way forever. And the virus, all it's done is shine the light on it. You know, what's happened? The pandemic has really exposed the flaws of a broken system. That's what it's done. And college football needs probably overarching person or board or something to bring it together. And I think you might eventually get that. And who knows, you might eventually get the Power Five splitting off. The money has gotten out of control, obviously. There's a huge gap between the Power Five and everybody else. And so maybe you have some Power Five commissioner that rules over them, and then you have a commissioner for everybody else. But you're right. It's a divided sport. It always has been. And the pandemic has kind of shined a light on that and just exposed the brokenness that is college athletics.
One more for you, Ross. We're talking with Ross Dellinger of Sports Illustrated. Check out the article, SI.com, talking about the latest with the COVID-19 hurdles for college football and their leaders. We expect some major decisions to be laid out tomorrow. What would happen in the event of, you know, let's just say the Big Ten and the Big 12 decide to cancel, or the Pac-12 and the Big Ten decide to cancel their season and the other three participate? What happens with students who would like to transfer and go play? I mean, is that going to be possible? Is it too late for that? How would that work?
Well, this is a great and complicated question, right? I don't think anybody has the answer to it, but there are roster limits and obviously scholarship limits. So all these teams, I mean, we're now, you know, in almost in mid-August. All these teams are pretty full. And they have some spots open probably, but for the most part, they're pretty full as far as the roster limitations. Now, will the NCAA give some flexibility there? Will they give waivers out? I don't know. I mean, it can get really complicated really quickly, and this is a huge issue. And another huge issue is, what do the teams do that cancel football in the fall? What do? Do they have some kind of spring practices in the fall? Do they work out together at all? Do they have a spring season that they plan for? It's, as one AD told us today, we have created an absolute mess, and that's what it appears is happening.
And do you think this mess is going to be cleaned up anytime soon, one way or another? I mean, I'm assuming that by the end of this week here, they're going to have to make hard decisions. Now, whether the teams that say they want to play, whether they finish the season or not, that's a whole other story that's out of their control. But do you think we're going to at least have some idea of which direction all these conferences are going to go and what the college football season, if any, would look like?
Well, I would think by the end of Thursday that we would know something. And that's what we were given, and we reported yesterday when we originally broke the news about all this happening, is that within 72 hours, and now this one source said within 72 hours, most of college football will be shut down. It might not be like that. They're, because of the support pouring out, it might salvage some things, but it seems like by Wednesday night or so, we will know the course for each conference. But hey, it's not over yet. Students have to get back to campus. They're expecting spikes when that happens. Camps aren't even started for most of the Power Five teams, so they're going to be colliding against each other. There are a lot of hurdles left to go.
So it's just crazy. Well, thanks, Ross. We appreciate you coming on. You guys have been doing a great job with it. Check him out, Ross Dellinger, SI.com. Stay on top of it for the latest tomorrow. You did at least try to clarify some things, so I appreciate that, and I think I have a better understanding of it, although at the end of the day, it's still a mess. And we hope that everybody stays safe, and look, that should be the priority. But thanks, Ross. Appreciate the couple of minutes.
All right. Thank you.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I can't even say that I hope there's college football, because I don't know if I'm hoping for that. This is different than the NFL. You're talking about kids here. I mean, would I love to see college football? Sure. But at what cost? To what extent? By the way, I wouldn't mind seeing three NFL games on Saturday, followed up by another three on Sunday, or three plus, I guess, on Sunday. but the 1, 4, and 8 o'clock on Saturday, 1, 4, 8 on Sunday. As long as the NFL plays, I'm good to go. But it is scary what's going on with college football, and really disappointing when you look at the mess that they have created. How could you have three Power Five conferences in and two out? Or, you know, two in, two out, and one on the fence? What? It is just a complete mess.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.